There's 104 days of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Like maybe
building a rocket or fighting a mummy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist,
hey,
or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, or locating Frankenstein's brain.
It's over here!
Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving our sister insane.
Idiot!
As you can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall.
Come on, Barry!
So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all.
Mom! Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence! Mom, it's true. The boys built an elevator to the moon in the backyard today.
Last time I checked, the yard was noticeably moon elevator free.
It's true. We were up there. Ferb did the whole one giant step thing. Check out this moon stuff we brought back.
Hmm?
Oh, you boys are so adorable.
Ah, you don't believe it. I'm so over this.
Oh, Candace, revel in your brother's imagination. Makes life so much more fun.
Pushing the boundaries of time and space sure makes a guy tired.
See? How fun is that?
Night, boys.
Night, Mopey.
See? How fun is that? If only they believe me.
Look at this. I got a traffic ticket from that camera they installed across the street.
Oh, that blasted device picks up everything on the block 24 hours a day.
Doesn't it run out of tape?
Oh, no, it's on a compressed CD thingamabob. It can store months of digital video.
Video.
Hun, you know we drive on the right.
Yes, yes, so you keep telling me.
Gotcha!
Excellent trick, Agent P. Sorry to disturb you at this late hour, but we are about to give you the most important mission of your career. Our computer indicates that a city security camera located near your civilian hideout has recorded your comings and goings as a secret agent. It's crucial to the agency's security that you get those recordings and bring them back to HQ for special disposal.
I'm just borrowing this.
La, da, 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 da.
There it is! The elevator to the moon! Ha! And the time they built the roller coaster? And the beach? And the roller rink! Can it be? Actual proof? Everything they've done over the summer? Oh, Perry, it's so beautiful!
Candace, you okay? Your muffled emotion woke us up. What you watching?
Oh, just a little summer mini-series called Evidence.
Oh, cool, our moon elevator. Mom would love this. I wonder if she's still up. Let's show her.
Yes, let's show Mom. Oh, Perry, Perry, Perry. I will remember this night always. Just think, on this very computer are the deliciously incriminating images from that CD I borrowed that will finally bust my brothers.
All right, Candace, what's going on in there?
Mom, I finally got the evidence that will prove
it. Oh, not this again. Show me in the morning.
How's 7 o'clock sound?
And you two, out of here.
We're going to pencil her in for 7:30.
9.
Make that 9 o'clock.
Doofenshmirtz Siebel Incorporated!
After hours.
What is it? Oh, Perry the Platypus. Wait, hold on 1 second. What? The pressures of an evil life! I need a grind guard! Wait a minute. Why are you here? You're not due to shatter my plans till tomorrow. Oh, come on in.
Hi, I'm Norm.
That's it? You just want to borrow Norm, my giant robot man? Fine, knock yourself out. I'm going back to bed. Just so you know, he's a little low on oil. Oh, and Perry the Platypus. I don't want to see one scratch on that machine.
Hi, I'm Norm.
Hey, Candace. Firm wants to get started on the multimedia presentation for Mom. Can we borrow the CD?
No way, Phineas! There's no way I'm letting this baby out of my sight! This is the single greatest moment in my life, and there is nothing you little creeps can do to take it away from me!
Hello, children. I'll take that. My name is Norm.
What was that?
I don't know, but it was cool.
Keep it down!
So, you guys didn't make that?
No, but I won one.
But that thing ran off with my disc! My evidence!
Don't worry, Candace. We'll help you get it back.
You guys would help me bust you?
Sure, if it'll make you happy. Plus battling a giant robot. How cool is that?
Excellent!
Let's go kick some robot hiney!
What a lovely evening! Uh-oh, we need to get the lead out. Switching to hyper-transportation mode.
We're gonna need a faster bike.
Any word from Agent P?
No, sir.
So I guess all we can do is wait.
And hope, sir.
And hope.
And also wait.
I already did wait, Carl.
Did we do hope?
Oh, I didn't become a major so I could sweat out a vaudeville routine with an intern.
Of course not, sir.
So, anyone know any good songs? How about you, Agent D? Agent C? Carl, remind me again why all the agents are animals.
Estimated time to destination, 3.05 minutes.
We'll be there in no time.
Warning, oil level low.
I could sure use an oily beverage.
And the kitty goes, and the owl goes, and the doggy goes, and the turkey goes. And the turkey goes.
Sir, we lost Agent T last November.
Ooh, right. And that's how the animals go, 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 and that's how the animals go. Okay, everyone, one more time with feeling.
Good thing we had this extra rocket engine, huh?
Whoop, here we go again. Uh-oh, someone forgot to replace the oil cap. I guess I'm walking.
Go get him, Verb.
Hey, kids, this is not a gymnasium. Boy, I'm sure in a pickle.
Woohoo!
Perhaps I should have worn cleats.
Candace, help! The oil! I'm slipping!
I'm coming! Hold on, Phineas!
Candace! But Candace, the disc, you didn't save it.
What? And let you fall? You may be a pain, but you are my brother. Besides, I still have that big rocket for evidence. What happened to the rocket?
Good thing we got off of that, huh?
All right, Ferb, you got the disc! Cool! All right. Ferb, where are you going?
Ferb? What did I miss?
Huh?
Well, that was almost weirder than the giant robot.
Ah, Agent P, I trust that your mission was a complete success. Good work. Now hand it over for the special disposal procedure. Careful now. Careful.
Got it.
Agent B, you've saved this organization. If there's anything we can do for you in return, don't hesitate.
Oh, I can't believe it. It seems my video traffic ticket's been cleared. I guess there is someone up there looking out for me.
Oh, the chicken goes, and the dog goes, and the worm goes. Outstanding, Agent W. Agent C, don't do that. And the new guy goes,
I'm Norm.
You know, Carl, it's weird that he's not an animal. We should fire him.
I am already on it, sir.
Oh my gosh, Stacy! Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh! Jeremy asked me if I could meet him at the fair later today, next to the Ferris wheel. Oh no! I almost forgot I'm scared of heights! What am I going to do?
Candace, we're leaving now.
Mom, I'm having a teenage crisis!
Don't forget we're going bowling. We need you to keep an eye on the boys.
Preferably two.
Bowling? That sounds fun. Hey, Dad, is it all right if we use that old lawn bowling set?
Sure thing, boys. Knock yourselves out.
Toodles!
You know, Ferb, with a few modifications, we could really zip up this old lawn bowling set.
Hello, Phineas. What are you doing? Oh, I just sounded like Isabella.
We're going to build the world's biggest and best bowling ball game.
Well, according to the most pointless book of world records, the world's largest bowling ball is 4 feet in diameter.
4 feet? Ferb, we can beat that record in our sleep.
You know, the officials from the most pointless book of world records will be at the fair today at 3 o'clock handing out awards.
Ferb, get the tools. We've got a record to shatter.
And then you will be in the next volume. Is that absolutely necessary?
Why, does it bug you?
Well, yes, a little.
Then yeah, it's necessary.
All right, fair enough. Hey, where is Perry?
Perry the Platypus!
Oh, sorry about that, Agent P.
Herman the Hedgehog!
Good morning, Agent P. We've tracked Doofenshmirtz to an old abandoned warehouse, and he's made some suspicious purchases. 10,000 packets of powdered hot chocolate, a hot dog vendor's cart, a medium-sized parka, and a pair of red flannel long johns with a flap in the back. Don't ask us how we know. Get out there and kick some doofin butt.
Wow, that is one big bowling ball.
Hey, look at that, Ferb. Told you we could do it in our sleep.
So, what do you think I should wear to the fair tonight? I'm thinking my favorite red blouse with my white skirt and red matching socks. Stacy, I'm gonna have to call you back.
That was amazing.
Wow, Phineas, another strike.
That makes 4 in a row. In your face, Buford.
Yes, what he said. In the face.
I mean, you will get him next time. Clearly.
Ferb, did you get that strike? Who's next?
Phineas, just what do you think you're doing out here?
Candace, you're just in time. It's your turn.
Just wait until Mom hears about... But then again, you guys always seem to make everything disappear before Mom gets home. But if I take the evidence to her at the Bolorama, then she'll have to believe me.
Oh, Candace, you were right about Phineas and Ferb this whole time. We should have believed you.
And just to express how sorry we are, here's my credit card. You have our permission to ruin us financially.
Candace, that is so cool how you busted your brothers like that. Will you marry me?
So you want to give it a try?
I do, Jeremy. I mean, I'd love to give it a try.
All right, I'll show you how it works. Well, first of all, the cockpit's on a gyroscope so it stays level. Here's your monitor, and this is the trackball you use to steer. Now, no matter what, never hit the gyro stabilizer lock button. It'll disable the gyroscope, and you'll spin around like a greased pig on roller skates.
Yeah, use the trackball, don't hit the button. I got it.
All right, you seem to know what you're doing.
Do I ever.
a piece of cake. Bolarama, here I come.
Okay, Candace, try to take it slow at first. Way to go, Candace. Where's she going? She's freestyling. We've got to follow her and see what she does. Let's go, team.
Experts abandoned self-storage.
Ah, Perry the Platypus, right on time. It seems like you've got quite a chill there. I want you to meet my latest creation, the giant robotic penguin icy freeze your socks off breathinator thingy. First, I will unleash my giant penguins at the fair today, so they may begin freezing the entire city. Then, I will sell all the citizens of Danville my organic, yet highly addictive, Doof brand hot chocolate. Because you know who doesn't enjoy a nice cup of hot chocolate when it's so cold out? The first cup will be free, of course, but then the second will also be free, but then the third will cost $1 million! That way I only have to sell three and I will already be a millionaire. So, Perry the Platypus, as they say in Mexico, dos vidania! Down there, that's two vidanias.
She's headed for the Bolarama.
You know, dear, Candace hasn't called.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure the kids are having a ball.
That's gotta hurt.
Oh, no!
So where does this lead?
Heck if I know.
Ferb, the map of Danville's underground. Looks like she's headed downtown.
Stop, 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 stop! Oh, good, it stopped. Wait! Go, 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 go!
One big bowling ball, Bob.
You betcha, Barry.
Here she comes.
Go, Candace!
And there she goes.
All right, guys, to 7th Street. What's the world record for the largest pinball machine?
I am not sure, but I know we can beat it.
Okay, everybody, split up and let's keep her in play until we get to the fair. And Ferb.
Oh, better luck next time, little man. Isabella, darling.
Set me up, Shady Joe. I'm feeling lucky.
Oh, that's my girl. You give it your best shot. Help yourself. Anything from the top shelf.
Welcome, Danvillians, to the world's most pointless records awards. Let's meet some of our record holders.
Here we have Cletus with the world's hairiest pig. Next to him is Margaret with the world's stinkiest cheese. And finally, we got little Timmy holding the world's fattest gerbil. Let's have a big round of applause for the most pointless world record winners.
Wait, we got two more world's most pointless records of our own.
Well then, step right up, Sonny, and tell everybody what they are.
Our first entry is for the world's largest bowling ball, and the other is for the world's largest game of pinball.
Wow! Well, let's see them.
Wait for it.
Looks like we have two more world's most pointless records. Wait, two records in one day? That's another world record!
To the fair, my pets, where the freezing of the tri-state area will begin! What is that? A giant bowling ball?
Ah! Oh, Candace, you made it. I was thinking you weren't going to show. Although, you know, usually we get on at the bottom.
We'd especially like to thank our sister, Candace. We couldn't have done it without you, sis.
You know, your brothers are all right. Hey, are you okay? Oh, afraid of heights. Don't worry. I gotcha.
How about you, Perry? Is there anything you'd like to add?
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. Step right up. It's only a dollar to see the mysterious Penguin Man. Is he man? Is he penguin? Or perhaps some logic-defying amalgam of man and penguin. A manguin, if you will.
I used to have goals. They were evil goals, but they were goals.